said like, yes sir, no sir, free bags for you, can't tell me what to do, I tell me what to do, you, no sir, free bags for you, can't tell me what to do, you, I tell me what to do, you. Yeah, is a habit, on the carpet being Aladdin, life is hard and she's an assassin, she's gonna have it, them don't like, go find people that like you, trust me, they're out there, your community's out there, go find the tribe, they're out there, they think you're sick, they're out there, they are out there, they wanna break bread, they are out there, go search and find, they are out there, she thinks you're funny, she's out there, but what you wanna do is a private thing, so I beg fam, don't put it out there, think man, yo. Your girlfriend may not know me, but your mum does. If you ever knew what your mum does, you don't wanna know what your mum did. When she comes to town, my gosh, she goes down. I swing around like a nunchuck. All types of lovely and fun stuff. Then I take her to eat like a gentleman. And your boyfriend may not know me, but your dad does. As a youth man, your dad was a mad one. And some at the pub. After a lively lager, he'll be fighting plastered like Tyson. I can't lie, it's quite a disaster. Lord help me in our kingdom. I'm struggling in our kingdom. I know there's reasons for this pain. Please guide me in our kingdom. I wanna make peace in our kingdom. Thanks for wisdom in our kingdom. So I can make other people rich and prosper in our kingdom. Wagwan G, I'm out with the animals out in Jumanji. We're no less than a monkey. In my wallet, I promise I got it. Run with the doggies, that Wallace and Gromit in country. Can't take man for a numpty. So high when you're up in the sky, you be down for a munchies. Get thumpied. One man, one punch, one forehead lumpy. Trust me, it's a done deed. I'm a grumpy croc like Crocodile Dundee. I pray to the Lord on knees. I only answer to the Lord, my G. I won't sell my spirit, nor my soul. It's a non-negotiable fee.
Yeah, yeah. Are you dumb? Are you dumb? Are you dumb? Bam. Yeah, yeah. Are you dumb? Are you dumb?
Wagwan fam, I'm listening Sweet Caroline in the car fam, my number one car jam, in the West End top down, listening pop sound, brazen pop loud, what lad, lad, you are not bad, when this song comes on you're singing it loud and proud like a pop fan boss man, that's a no-no, one man, one punch, one forehead, Coco, a chokehold is no joke, no you'll get pogoed out of your polo, I pray to the Lord on knees, I only answer to the Lord my G, I won't sell my spirit, nor my soul, that's a non-negotiable fee, oi mate, look mate, oi mate, look mate, cause my philosophy is to get wicked, but bounce with it, don't be a mushroom, and touch my queen, like Bowser did, you'll have man moving, like Kenshiro, with 1,000 fists, I told my girl to move like Chun Li, and give 1,000 kicks, so allow it. Allow it. Loud stress, put down stress and allow it. Allow it. Allow it. Nobody. I don't fear nobody. They speak, I hear nobody. They speak, but I hear nobody. Yo, nobody. I don't fear nobody. They speak, but I hear nobody. They speak, but I hear nobody. I don't talk it much. Man, them come walk it with me. Make peace by portions with me. Make cheese and chalk it with me. I don't like that snake. He's a fool, he's awkward with me. I don't fear no more. I walk with the Lord and he's walking with me. Yo, look. Where, what? Where, what? Where, what? Oh, look.
Last stop, can't stop, won't stop, you know the vibe. Look, me and Trill's done steps to the party, Robert Cavalli with a bottle in hand. I'm 19 going on 20 in an hour, we just left work so the night's unplanned. I saw a sweet when she started giggling, the bundas jiggling like Friday, damn. Push from a hand and a rollie, a bust down chain and a rose tattoo. Short man syndrome is gonna get real disrespectful if you look like I took man's food. I'm competing for girls that like LV shirts and merch, so I'm beefing a man that's 30. I should calm down. Nah, fuck that, Robin. You're gonna need a hero like a man from Gotham. Can swallow my pride, but I'll catch her outside. Text from his ting as he said, just leave. He's from south. Only thing that was ever scared straight was probably my teeth behind braces, cause I paid to put money by my mouth. Aye, I picked up the phone from Trill, said, "Where you at?" I said, "Bro, just check on a minimap. I need Loke to rise to the occasion, since we got enough man to jump out a minivan. No Scooby-Doo thing if I'm the driver, I can't be Velma, like, where's my prescription? The man them said I don't need it, it's 4K vision if I crash and hit them. Push gas, the car don't move too fast and it's 1.1. My co-defendant, that's cold, that's Dean, had the man leading like the codeine done. We ain't had no money for the trips growing up, so we come from a place where the landmark's cheaper. Crystal Palace was the Eiffel Tower, so if I envy a man, yeah, the sin runs deeper. I compare, but I still don't care, so I'm pissed that the radio ain't asked for a feature. On the wall, 4 can still a stacked up, white done, passed out, that's a Tower of Giza.
Live from Vancouver, it's
One Order Radio, 6 o'clock.
CJSF 90.1 FM. Make sure y'all listen to Jazz Boulevard after this show here. You know, so touching back, man. What were we talking about earlier?
Well,
my brother?
let's just go through the list first.
Ah, we're brother. Running down our list. Let's
you
do
know,
it. Let's
start it off
let's
with that Maxwell D. You know what I'm saying? All the same. Oof, that was hot. That was hot. Then we have Mac 10 and Doneo. Big man thing.
Doneo.
Yep, big man thing.
Big man thing.
He said, my soul is not the negotiable fee.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it.
Our negotiable.
Yo, my man's from London, man. Their cadences are so, like, they're so original, you know? Dun 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 ba da bum bum bing. Bip bum ba da bum bum bing. You know what I mean? I love it.
Real English language.
Though. I love it.
Real English.
I love it. And then you had Locust with Tower of Geezer. I like that.
Geezer.
I like how we changed that. You know what I mean? Yo, shout out to London, man. Shout out to London, man. And One Order Radio, man, we playing everything, bro. Everything, man. You know what I'm saying?
You never know what you're going to get, but you're going to get something nice. You know what I mean? It's going to be nice, delightful. Fill you up, man. Fill that mental spirit up, man. You know, to the listener out there, we love you. You know what I mean? This is for you, you know? Just so you can digest this, you know, listen to some good conversation, hear some cuts you never heard before.
Absolutely, man. Get those pens, get those pads, get those tablets, get those iPhones out, take your notes, man. You know what I mean? Because you definitely going to want to run these tracks back, you know? And you can always tap in with One Order Radio, 6 o'clock Blitz at the CJSF.ca website. You go to the programming, it'll take you to the calendar, and you can go into the One Order link, as well as you can download the CJSF app on, you know, your Google Play. Excuse me. Or the
Gesundheit.
Oh yeah, thank you. Or the iOS if you're an Apple user. And you know, if you at work, you know, and you can listen to something, you know, whatever it is you're doing, man, tap in with the app, you know, and you can listen to the previous shows that we had, right? And you know, last week we had Jay Byard, Canadian heavyweight champion, on. You know, next week we got Jay Scott the Illest, the young old head coming out of New Jersey, hot fire. Beats, yeah. And bucket hats.
Beats and bucket hats.
Boom bap shocker spinning low in your back.
Where's he staying right now, Atlanta?
My man's in ATL right now.
Sweet. So we gonna get that interview live from ATL.
Absolutely.
You know that. It's One Order Radio, man. We aim to please out here. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, man. And when we tapping in with artists all over, you know what I mean? We ain't just keeping it to one region. You know what I mean? So, also, you know, if you're an artist and you're listening in, man, submit your music to One Order Entertainment @gmail.com. You know, we would love to play your music. And, you know, we also want to hear your voice, you know, listener. So, you know, call in.
So call in, 778-782-2573. Run that one more time. 778-782-2573. Okay, bing, bang, a boom. I love the track in the bag. You Skylar Rock, man, on the attack. Saw you had to leave before you was... anyway. I just had to try to catch wreck, you know, but... I lost Carlo Roxo, man. I just love him so much. I think he would have been the best producer ever, man. You know?
R.I.P.
You know what I mean? Like, so many had to go, man. Can you imagine what Jam Master Jay would be making right now? You know what I'm saying? I try to catch wreck. Hardbody, what were you guys talking about earlier here?
So, you know, we just a little bit of a recap. You know, we started off talking about Mr. Trump and, you know, what he's...
Terror!
Guilty's homie.
Guilty's
the
homie.
Terror!
Guilty's homie.
Terror!
You know what I'm saying?
The red man.
You know?
Orange man.
The orange man.
Sorry,
the orange man.
The orange man.
I don't even know if that's him. He's a lot tamer. This time around, like when he speaks, I guess because he has all the power. He has the House, he has the Senate. He doesn't have to do the big, you know, song and dance, right?
Yeah.
This time he's just like,
I will be doing this. And I will be doing this.
We got a fellow.
On the first. Terror!
Yo, man. Right? Look, man. I honestly, you know.
I can't even sleep, bro.
You know, it's like. It's the lesser of evils, you know what I'm saying?
I don't know, man.
It's always the lesser of evils, man.
Is there less?
Okay. I mean, it all depends on how you see it, right? You know, some people are very awake and they can see what's going on, and some people cannot see because, you know, their head is so far up there. You know what I'm saying? Right? Yeah. And, you know. That's what it is, right? So, you know, we were talking about, you know, legal, illegal immigrants, the, you know, the borders, you know, building the wall and, you know, how that letting these people in, how it affects the economy. And when, you know, we have, you know, mothers and grandmothers who came in, you know, in the 50s and they had to, you know,
work.
I mean, yeah, no doubt. And it's crazy because
work.
It's crazy because. You know, people who come from other countries, they get housing quicker than people that lived here their whole lives.
Bro, you got people, like, you see it, you don't have to go down to the east side, it's all over, you know?
Oh, yeah.
There was a time, you know, people are sleeping, you try to go get some money out the bank, you know, somebody's sleeping there. Right? Yep. They got sleeping bags and stuff like that, right? Yep. And, you know, I never knock anybody, right? That could be you. Mm-hmm. You never know, mm-hmm. right? And it's just sad, bro. It's just sad that, you know, it's going to be, oh, yeah, they could do this, they could do that. You never know what's, you know, that person's gone through to be in that state, right?
100%, man.
You know, right?
Don't judge the book until you read it, you know? Have a conversation with one of those people. I guarantee you they're more brilliant than you.
I'm telling you, bro.
Straight up.
I have in the past, right? Yep. Many times. And, you know, what? You're an engineer? Mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm. What are you doing working? Hey, you know, you got to know somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Sometimes it's not all about your talent, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got to know somebody, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't get that break, you know,
mm-hmm.
that makes you that person and that person that person, right?
Mm-hmm.
That breaks big time, man, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So lend a hand, man, you know what I mean? Kind gesture goes a long way sometimes, you know?
Straight up, man. It's
work on your strength. Be strong out there, man.
Yeah.
Don't give up.
Tough times, right? And, you know, it takes us as a people, you the listener, us, you know, trying to provide you, you know, something that you can listen to. It takes that, man. It takes that bond for us to move forward here and be strong, right? We got a lot of things coming up against us as humanity, you know?
Mm.
Yeah.
True indeed, you know, and kind of going back to when we were talking about the the term, you know, I use the term indigenous, right? And, you know, indigenous meaning, you know, of the land. You know
yes.
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's of the land. It's that terminology, that term, you know. And I don't like using these terms because they all come from colonizers. Let's just be real here. You know what I'm saying? Like this, you know, when y'all were talking about, you know, these children who come into these schools from other countries, right? And they have to learn English. When I speak to different people from different countries, they say that English is the hardest language to learn. It's literally the hardest language to learn because there's so many different meanings for these words,
yeah,
right? Mm-hmm. And it's a bastard language. Let's just be real here. You know what I'm saying? It's a bastard language, right? So, you know, going to the aspect of indigenous. So let's look at some facts here, right? So for example, during the time when Britain was colonizing, quote unquote, just for you, the listener who can identify with, you know, quote unquote, a Native American, right? Or indigenous, however you want to call it, Aboriginal at one point, First Nations, right? Even they, right, were considered, and it's vice versa, considered Negroes. And Black people were called Indians at that time as well, right? So when we're talking about
indigenous,
you know what I'm saying? We're talking about these original people. I want to say original people because I'm going to classify them all because that's what they are, right? Black, brown, and yellow, right? So when we're talking about, you know, the land belonging to, you know, these people, right? And, you know, not so much reparations, you know, because reparations is, you know, to repair. I mean, there's a, it goes beyond like, you know, some extra income, you know what I mean? Some extra tax money, you know what I'm saying? Like, it goes beyond that, you know what I'm saying? Because the trauma that has been placed psychologically, physically, you know, throughout time, of being in captivity, right? I mean, it's not just about, like, that's why I can't get down with this whole idea of like, oh well, these people are all illegal aliens and all this. All this. It's like the ones who are claiming that, it's not even their land to say that. Let's just be honest.
You're getting technical, but I'm just, I said, it's just the rules, right? And that's what it is, you know what I mean? Because you can't just go walk across the border right now, you know what I mean?
Well, I thought people were doing that.
Yeah, man.
In the States, from the other side, right? That's what they were doing, right? But they're not doing that anymore, man. Like, what is this? I seen this one thing. I think it was this morning, actually. And she said, check this out. So they pull this car over. They want to see everybody's pics. So when they're pulling you over in the States now, they want to see your pics, right? If you don't got no ID, bro, you're going back to wherever the hell you came from, bro.
But that's an illegal stop, man. You can't just ask people for ID. You can't do that.
Hey, that's what's happening.
That's right. That's right and exact, bro.
Right? That's what's happening.
That's right and exact. You know what I'm saying? They can't do that. And I, like I was telling you when we're on our walk here, right? It's like the amount of shorts that are on YouTube of, you know, people getting pulled over by police, right? And people are clearly stating their rights. Like, yo, you don't have, I'm feeling threatened right now. You know, they're calling 911. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was a guy who was literally, he was about to get, you know, put down by the police, you know what I mean? And he called them because he had mental health issues, right? But he was feeling threatened, right? And they were, like, very aggressive with him, right? And homeboy called 911, and they're like, what are you doing? You can't call 911. We're here right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it's like, you know, people sitting in their vehicles and they're like, I'm not taking my hands off this. I'm not moving my, because they're so in fear. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, you know.
That's a different topic, man. That's police nonsense. They're not the Gestapo.
Yeah, but anyway, they're taking pics, right? You know? And, yeah, they're going into establishments, right? They want to see your pics. They want to see your ID. And if you know, I heard guys are booking out the back door and stuff, you know? Like, I mean, it's a serious thing, right? It's not a joke thing, right? You know what I mean? It's not a joke thing, right? So, but yeah, back to it. Yeah, I don't know. How do you feel? How do you feel? Do you feel like you should just be able to walk? Personally, I think, you know, you shouldn't have borders, right? But obviously, you know, that's a money thing, right? And in the money world, yeah, is it fair for somebody just to come here while other people have to, like, really put in some years, man? You know, 10, 15, 20 years to get their families here, some of these old people, right? Mm. You know, I just seen what it does, you know, and the toll it takes the family. So maybe I have a different perspective, right?
No, that's your knowledge, bro. That just shows, you know, we some people try to follow the rules and, you know, is there really a point to following that rule when 20 years later it's completely different?
I don't know about 20, but... like,
however many years you want to go from 30, 40, maybe.
Well, you know that those are also agendas to certain people, right? You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%.
Certain people are afraid and will follow the rules, 100%, yeah.
Right? Like, I mean, well, what are you going to do, right? People want to leave, like I'll just use it, like, you know, my country or the West Indies, right? You know, people want to leave there, right? They want to try to make a better life. They've heard it's better, you know, until they get here, you know? And
you get sold on the American dream.
Yeah, the American dream, you know? And for some people it works, and for other people it's a struggle, right?
Yeah, don't you get sold on the American dream, right? You know, and it's like I got a sister that, you know, I got a roommate, and you know, she came from South Africa, right? And she come here and she's like, you know, she thought that there wasn't gonna be racism, you know, and then she come to find out, she's like, you know, Supreme, man, like, the racism here is crazy. I honestly thought Canada was gonna be different, you know, and she's like, the people here are sometimes they're blunt about it, but more like sheep, you know what I'm saying? More like wolf wearing sheep clothing, you know what I'm saying? And
yeah, they're sneaky about it.
Very, you know, they'll do other things to, you know, and that's the systemic racism aspect of it, right? And so when you're talking about...
What about the new immigrants who are now racist, too?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's, you know, the...
Just piling up, man.
The media, like, stigmatism of, you know, oh, man, if you were a Muslim, you were considered a terrorist. You know what I'm saying? After 9/11. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, obviously black people, how many stigmas we got, right? It's like, you know what I'm saying? How many stereotypes you got?
We made the game out here.
You know, you know what I mean? When they say, like, yo, you're gonna be a criminal or a sports player, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's all you're good, you know? It's like,
entertainer, don't forget all.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, okay, like, let's just back it up here, right? Let's back it up here.
That's only if you're listening, though, right?
You know.
That's only if you're listening.
That's agenda, too. I mean, you know, you got these black players showing up for the kids to want to be like them and come up and, you know, go to the NBA. There's only so many teams in the NBA, you know. There's only so many.
That's one of the hardest things.
There's only so many NFL teams.
One of the hardest things to make the NBA, bro.
There's only so many.
You know what I mean?
How many bad stories have you heard about the athlete who didn't make it? You know what I mean? Black or white. You know, what happens to them when they don't hit the dreams and they don't have nothing left because they thought they could make it. LeBron James is a long-standing basketball player. A lot of kids want to be LeBron. I don't agree with the message he sends, but, I mean, he's a billionaire. Could you tell your child not to want to be a millionaire, a billionaire? I don't think you can tell them that, but if you got to go to a Diddy party to be a billionaire, I'd rather pass. I don't want to be a billionaire, you know? I don't want that. And, you know, you shut up and dribble or shut up and play football or whatever it takes. We had the Canadian champion here last week, and he gets no love, and he's the champion. So, I mean, what levels are we listening to here? What are we following, right? Just, you know.
So true, man, so true.
Do what you need. Go get a job and get a job, get a paycheck, pay your bills, pay your rent, and see how it goes from there, you know?
I mean, that's one aspect, or go for your dreams, right? Go for something that you love
but
doing.
You still
got to
pay your bills. You could go after your dreams and still pay your bills.
I never said you couldn't.
I didn't say you didn't. I'm just saying, add that part. You know?
Okay, add that part.
You can still have a job and be a basketball player.
Exactly.
And a football player.
Exactly. I mean, it's a hard go, right? I remember back, you know, I could have went and probably played soccer, right? And, they're only paying $30,000 a year. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of guys who are playing on these soccer clubs in Canada or whatever, right? They still have to have a job on top of that, man. some a lot of guys who play in the CFL, they still have to have a job on top of that.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. They don't say that stuff, though. They only show the high-profile ones who make that little piece of change.
No doubt. No doubt.
You know what? When we were just looking up Cristiano Ronaldo, well, he got, what, $293 million or something in 2023?
Oh, for the 1 year.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's ridiculous money, right? It's ridiculous money.
Man, that man earned his money, though, bro. He's
a stud.
I'm not saying he didn't. I'm just saying there's, you know, that's a lot of money.
Well, it just shows you how much money is in that game, right? and it just shows you how much money's in soccer, man.
It's a lot of money, man.
It's amazing, man.
It's a lot of money.
And when the Saudis came in now and all the Middle Eastern countries, man, obviously you can't play with their money, you know what I'm saying? Mm. So that just shot that right up, you know? Mm. You can't play with that, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yo, guys, it's been a PSA, man. We're talking too much. You guys cool with that?
Run it, man.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
What a thug about. Yo, Beanie Mac, rap gorilla. I'm out for the thriller. Face it, ain't no replacement for this killer. Keep your hands where I can see them. Don't make me nervous. This 4-4 automatic, you don't deserve this. Your kids either. Don't make me make you a believer. I don't do a lot of talking. I speak with the heater. I run up in your crib, put some in your wig. Your baby crying, pop, pop, put some in the crib. And I want everything, not just some of this shit. It's coming home at night like you son of a... Took me off, yeah, you shook and soft. You can't blink round no crook. One look, you lost. Define your bricks. See if you love your chick or you love your chicks. 4-4 snug, this luck to the whip. Beanie Siegel, Desert Eagle, I love this thug. Yo, what you really know what a thug about? Locked up in a bang, no grub about. On the block, throw your thing, slinging drugs about. Tell me what you really know what a thug about. Yo, what you really know what a thug about? Locked up in a bang, no grub about. On the block, throw your thing, slinging drugs about. Tell me what you really know what a thug about. A true thug spreads his game, link up and bubble. I stay in one lane, like the Lincoln Tunnel. I refuse to limit my game, no one hustle. I don't only sling crack, unless the car shuffle. I know how to play CeeLo, set it off like Cleo. Ain't no telling. First union of melon. Uh-huh. The first that move put two up in his melon. From the 9-2 and Beretta Parabellum. Man, I run through cats. I'm a two-gun cat. Check. One nickel, one black. Who want that? I done schooled my youngins. Gave tools to my youngins. Broke food with my youngins. Broke rules with my youngins. Walked my way out of shit and had bad runnings. Talked my way out of shit. Near death comings. Real thugs do what they want. Say what they feel. They never front. They keep it real. Yo, what you really know what a thug about? Locked up in a bang, no grub about. On the block, doing your thing, slinging drugs about. Tell me what you really know what a thug about. Yo, what you really know what a thug about? Locked up in a bang, no grub about. On the block, doing your thing, slinging drugs about. Tell me what you really know what a thug about. Claim to be thugs, be real suckers, quick runners, good duckers. Yeah. Obey the rules when my Glock unload. Uh-huh. Cause when I start firing, stop, drop, and roll. Duck behind cars, hide behind poles. Know I live by the code, anything goes. Right. Real thugs stand up straight, they never fold. And they don't know if anything ever blows. Thugs don't wanna talk out, they wanna spark it out. Until the cops come and chalk out. Blaze with the toaster, extra clip in a leg holster. Face off like Cajun Travolta. Yeah. If you got beef, uh-huh, a thug gon' roast ya. Talk behind your back, uh-huh, a thug gon' approach ya. Right amount of stacks, a thug gon' ghost ya. Lay you out flat like a thug supposed to. Yo, what you really know what a thug about? Locked up in a bang, no grub about. On your block, doing your thing, slinging drugs about. Tell me what you really know what a thug about. Yo, what you really know what a thug about? Locked up in a bang, no grub about. On your block, doing your thing, slinging drugs about. Tell me what you really know what a
slinging drugs about. Tell me what you really know, what a thug about.
Next week in the house,
connections built in the
Jay Scott the illest, beats to Buckethead's. Tapped in the one on the radio, 6 o'clock. CJSF 90.1 FM. Let's go.
And relatively the same income.